Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for September 7th, 2012.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
Dream enactment leads to unwanted side effects such as punching your bed partner, throwing yourself out of bed, even broken bones.
When we looked at the immune responses in these mice, they were mounting the exact same immune responses that a person infected with HIV would be expected to mount.
We might be able to achieve far greater pain relief without having to go to really high doses of the opioid.
This week, why we're more prone to cancer than our closest living relative, the chimpanzee, how mice could speed up AIDS research, and a new drug that blocks heroin addiction. But first, Suzanne Bard investigates why most people don't injure themselves while they dream.
When you start dreaming at night, your body goes into what's called REM sleep paralysis. This is how your brain keeps your body from enacting your dreams. But according to University of Toronto behavioral neuroscientist John Peaver, a small percentage of people don't always stop moving while they dream.
There are people who suffer from a sleep disorder or a neurological disorder called REM sleep behavior disorder, or RBD, and these individuals lack the normal ability to paralyze or freeze their muscles while they dream. And this is a problem because they enact their dreams, which are often violent. Dream enactment leads to unwanted side effects such as punching your bed partner, throwing yourself out of bed, even broken bones.
Peaver and his colleagues have discovered that two brain chemicals, GABA and glycine, tell our brains to freeze our muscles while we dream.
And what we found is that GABA and glycine act to shut off motor neurons, and this is what triggers REM sleep paralysis.
He says the disorder can be a risk factor for Parkinson's and other neurodegenerative diseases. But he adds that a little bit of movement during sleep is normal.
But it's where your movements are so extreme that you land up, hurting yourself or the person you're sleeping with, that you should be worried.
Thanks for that report, Suzanne. Researchers have discovered how to block addiction to opiate drugs like heroin and morphine using the body's own immune system. University of Adelaide disease ecologist Mark Hutchinson says the immune system produces a protein called TLR4 that attaches to opiate drugs when they enter the brain. For addicts, this amplifies the drug's rewards and feeds the addiction. But a drug called Plus Naloxone stops TLR4 from attaching to opiates, so addicts no longer feel a high. Hutchinson says this could also be good news for people suffering from chronic pain.
The potential is the separation of the good bits of the morphine, which we want, away from the reward bits we don't want by targeting TLR4. So in the case of somebody who's in pain now, they actually may not need to have a dose increase of their opioid medication, because if we're blocking TLR4 at the same time, we might be able to achieve far greater pain relief without having to go to really high doses of the opioid.
He says clinical trials on humans could begin within less than 2 years.
Pain has been recognized as something that needs to be treated more aggressively, which is absolutely fantastic. We have to be treating pain. But the problem is that the repertoire of agents that we've had, like opioids, to treat pain is deficient because they have these side effects and long-term consequences. So we really hope, in the future that someone in pain will be able to get adequate pain relief by targeting this immune mechanism, as well as targeting various pain centers in the brain.
Next, chimps and humans share most of the same DNA, but our differences can have profound consequences. Suzanne tells us about a genetic difference that could help explain why humans are more prone to certain medical conditions.
Subtle genetic differences between chimp and human brains may help explain why humans are more prone to cancer. Georgia Tech biologist Sujin Yi and her colleagues compared DNA samples from chimps and humans. They were looking for differences in methylation, a chemical modification of DNA that changes the way the genes are expressed.
We looked at about 10,000 genes, and among these 10,000 genes, we saw about a few hundreds that's different.
Overall, the human genes were less methylated than the chimp genes. He notes that DNA methylation plays a role in cancer development, and many of the genes that were methylated differently in chimps and humans have been linked to cancer. Other methylation differences were in genes linked to autism, chemical dependencies, and brain and spinal cord defects.
Thanks, Suzanne. Mice can tell us a great deal about disease, but they've been of limited use in AIDS research because only humans get HIV. Now, researchers have transplanted human bone marrow into mice that lack a functioning immune system. The mice then developed a human immune system, according to Reagan Institute immunologist Todd Allen. He and his colleagues then studied the mice after they were exposed to HIV.
When we looked at the immune responses in these mice, they were mounting the exact same immune responses that a person infected with HIV would be expected to mount.
Allen says studying HIV in these humanized mice could reduce the time it takes to test promising therapies and speed up vaccine development.
We'd have the ability to more rapidly test vaccines, in part because these studies can be done more quickly, but they can also be done far less expensively.
Well, that's all we have for you this week. Next week, we'll have a whole new set of exciting science stories for you. But if you can't wait that long, tune in to the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. You can also check out Science Update's fan page on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. And if you have a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. That's 1-800-949-4748. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.